Quick one from Luke. Luke, what can we do for you, son?
G'day, Ray. You helped me a couple of years ago, mate, in relation to anniversaries, mate. I've got 8 years coming up.
Who
and it's on St. Pat's Day.
Who said it wouldn't last?
Well, you did. I'm joking.
I didn't. I just said the same thing 2 years ago. Listen, so you want to know what is appropriate for the 8th anniversary, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking a pint of Guinness on...
Mate, she's not going to be happy. What's her name?
There won't be nine. Liz.
Well, mate, if it's traditional, it's
traditional.
Pottery or bronze. You can buy a bust of yourself or a pot.
That'd be cool.
Or if you go modern, you can buy some linen. Or,
oh, she'll love that.
Here's one. This will be for you.
Yeah.
Some lace.
I thought you were going to say golf clubs or something.
You're a funny bloke. I thought you were going to say golf clubs. No, lace. Maybe some nice lace underclothing. That might be the way to go, Luke, because it's either linen or lace if you're modern. If you're traditional, it's either pottery or bronze. Don't buy her a pot, mate. She might throw it at you. Michael, hello.
Hey, Raymond. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Good, mate. I've got my 12-year anniversary coming up on Sunday.
12 years.
Yeah, I'm taking her to the footy on Saturday, but she said if she don't get her something, she'll throw her present out.
No, well, mate, so I suspect you're ringing me from the Blue Mountain somewhere, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking her up to Bathurst.
See Penrith and Gold Coast.
Yes.
If you're driving up there Saturday morning and see Thirsty Morrow on the road, will you pick him up? Because we can only get him a lift going. I don't know how I'm going to get him to Bathurst to call the game in the afternoon, but that's another matter. So, geez, you're a big-hearted bloke. You're taking your beautiful wife to Bathurst on Saturday afternoon for the football, and you think that's going to double as an anniversary present, do you?
Well, I've got a box seat. We're in a box, so...
Oh, well, mate, there's no end to your generosity. What's her first name?
Lisa.
How could Lisa be dirty with a bloke like you?
I don't know.
Taking her to Bathurst to watch the Panthers and the Gold Coast from a private box. I mean...
Yeah.
Talk about spoiling them.
Oh, that's it.
What'd you say, your 12th, is it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, I was telling a young bloke in the first hour about what it is for the 8th. The 12th, if you were a traditional sort of person, strangely enough, it's silk or linen.
Oh, that could be beneficial for both of us.
Yes, exactly. It's not a set of golf clubs, but it's close. And then if you're modern, a set of pearls.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good luck, mate.
I might go with the silk. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, good on you, pal. Have a nice time with the football, Michael. Michelle's on the south coast of New South Wales. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Ray. Love your show. Listen to it every day.
Thank you very much.
Now, you've been talking about various anniversary gifts.
Yes, I
gifts.
Have been, yeah.
Well, my husband and I are celebrating 44 years at the end of this year.
Oh, beautiful.
So I thought I'd check up on the internet for ideas. And what you get for 44 years is groceries. So I can hardly wait to get my box of cornflakes and everything.
Groceries, eh?
Groceries and
but hang on, do you buy him groceries or he buys you groceries?
Oh, I guess we could stock a pantry, we could hold a party and stock a pantry.
Buy it for each other.
Modern gift ideas are edible arrangements, fruit bowl, or a grocery bag holder. You know, one of those ones you put on the inside of the cupboard to put your plastic bags in.
For the 44th.
For the 44th.
Sounds like it's been put out by Woolies or Carl's love.
It does sound like it. I can hardly wait.
Good on you, love. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye, Ray.
I hope you get the groceries you need and deserve.